So early on this summer, we started singing this song regularly called So Will I. And we'd done it maybe a few times, and I was sitting backstage one Sunday with my friend Jamie, and we were talking about the song. I say Jamie Zapata, Andy's wife, just so you'll know. And we're talking about this song, and we're talking about how it's really bringing us into worship. It's really calling us into worship. Because the song has words in it like, you know, if the stars were made to worship, so will I. And if rocks will cry out in silence, and so will I. And if all of creation exists to praise you and lift your name high, then I praise you, I worship. And we're saying we can't really, you know, sing that and not worship, that those words, you know, if we're going to sing that if rocks worship, so will I, then we felt like it just brought us into worship in an authentic worship where we couldn't just say the words and not praise. So we're sitting backstage and we're talking and kind of sharing that we'd both been in this mutual place where we'd been feeling like, you know, I don't really know where God is, and God, I don't really get this plan and this path that you have me on, and I'm struggling. And so that's why this song was so good for us in that moment, because it would just make us worship when we weren't feeling it. And I know a lot of people know that my teenage daughter was diagnosed with a seizure disorder last summer. So I have a 17-year-old who will be 18 in just a couple of months, and she wants to be a grown-up, and she wants to figure out her adult life, and she wants to spread her wings and go, and she's had tons and tons and tons of seizures. I can't even tell you how many off the top of my head right now. We're on our 7th or 8th medication at this point, and they're not under control. We had 6 last week, and she was taking an SAT test yesterday morning that she had to stop and didn't get to complete because of a seizure. And it's overwhelming. You know, it's heavy. And I feel like, what does the future hold, and what does this look like? And it was just putting me in such a heavy place. And ironically, I really, really love the scripture of Job, which you're all going, that's weird. But I love Job, and I love Job because Job has this, like, heavy circumstance that he has every reason to be crying out and saying, why? You know, and I love the part, it's a few chapters in after lots of complaining, where God shows up and he goes, did you forget who I am? And did you forget, you know, that I'm God? And I tell the sun when to come up, and I tell the stars where they can shine, and I tell the ocean and the land where they can meet. And this song was kind of that for me. It's this moment where I'm singing, you know, oh, that's right, you're God, and that's my job, is to worship. And so I'm sharing that with my friend Jamie. And Jamie and Andy, a lot of people don't know this, they've been trying to have a baby for a really long time, for a couple of years, and Jamie wants to be a mom, and Jamie will be an amazing mom. Whatever way that God orchestrates that for her, she's going to be an amazing mother. But she's saying, Chantel, I want to be a mom. I want to be a mom so bad. And they've had an unbelievable, heartbreaking loss, and they've gone through a couple different ways to try to get pregnant, and they haven't gotten pregnant yet. And she did give me permission to share this, and she just said, you know, I don't understand this path. I don't understand. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't seem fair. It doesn't seem right, because God created me to be a mother. So why is this happening to me? And she said the same thing, though. When I sing those words, I feel like I have to say, if you chose surrender, then I surrender and I worship and I trust in your plan. And so we finished our conversation as worship was beginning, and I was sitting right over there on the right-hand side, and at one point, we began to sing that song, and Jamie was leading that morning, and she did what she does when she's really worshiping. As she began to sing those words, if the stars were made to worship, so will I, and if all creation exists to lift you high, and she just put her arms out and surrender and said, I worship, so will I. And she praised, and I watched my friend going through in a circumstance that she didn't understand, worshiping, and I worshiped with her. And I don't cry in front of people. I don't like to cry in front of people. I don't like to be emotional in front of people. But I just, waterworks, just cried worshiping with my friend, watching her lead worship. And ever since then, that song will bring me to that moment. So as God would have it, just a couple of weeks, I think, probably after that conversation, my teenager would be in Mexico on a mission trip, and she'd have a seizure, teenage mission trip in the sand on the work site, and we knew it might happen. And I got to talk to her that night. She was helping lead worship with some other teenagers on that trip, and I got to talk to her before worship that evening. Hey, babe, how you doing? And how you feeling? And what are you guys doing for worship tonight? And she goes, Mom, we're singing So Will I. And sitting in my friend's house in Arkansas in her guest room, and just, again, it brought me back to worship. And I don't even know if my kid was connecting to those words that I was connecting to, but I knew that that evening she was going to be singing, you're the one who never leaves the one behind. And if you surrender, so will I. And so it was just a worshipful moment for me.